Sir?
Hello. You don't know how to...
Hey, thank you for seeing you again.
How things came wrong?
You're having a whole big fire, sir.
Well, there's a little memo that we're having the ambassador get tonight from Latin America.
Well, you read that.
Hello?
You got a new one?
Ready?
Yes, April.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to tell you, I got your notes, and I particularly appreciate these little brief reports and suggestions you make, and you're passing on what you pick up at these meetings, and I think it's very good for you to attend them. And the Michigan memo I was particularly pleased about, and I just wanted to, didn't want you to think that I just read them and filed them and didn't appreciate them, because sometimes I don't get back to you immediately, but I do thank you, and I do think that it's extremely important, and I don't know anybody better equipped to do it than you are.
Well, I'm grateful for your calling. I'm pretty careful about what I do. I make thoroughly political talks in a non-political way, or non-political talks in a political way, and I think it does some good, and I've had a fair amount of experience of this over the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Mr. President, General Hawkins is here with me for lunch. He hasn't been invited to the swearing-in of General Taylor. Must have been an oversight. May I ask him in your name?
Yes, I didn't know that it had been arranged yet, has it?
But we've been told that the swearing-in is at 1:30. Is that correct?
Yes, I guess so. I didn't know it. Yeah, sure. I'd invite him over.
Well, can I invite him in your name, Evan? It has gotten up such a short time. And
sure. Matter of fact, I wasn't sure at 1:30 myself.
Yeah.
But if you're sure of that, why, do it.
Well, I'll bring him over whenever the time is. I'll check and see what time it is.
Be good, Abel.
Thanks a lot. I'm grateful to you for calling.
Thank you.